Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show. A little bit late, but better late than never. And now I want to give you a little background about me. Tonight I'm going to be talking about John Milton, the very great English epic poet. He's one of my favorites. He's one of my all-time favorites. He wrote these epic poems, Paradise Lost, Paradise Regained, and the Greek play and Greek tragedy, modeled on Greek play and Greek tragedy, Samson Agonistes. He produced that work totally blind. Such was the power and greatness of his mind. We live in a world in which epic poetry is no longer a living work, but for me, the epic poem Paradise Lost will live in my mind forever. I will never forget it, because it deals with God's actions in history, which John Milton defined the fall of man to be the cosmic event of all time, and he was right. The world is in sin, has fallen into sin, and those of you who don't know that, you'll learn at some point. I would hope so. The presence of evil is a very great and real reality, and to deny it is to not to know the truth. However, this show is a politically incorrect show. It is a show in which we attempt to get at the truth and the facts by the use of critical thinking and by the use of our intellect. We do not go into media hype. We do not buy into media hype, media lies, or media falsehoods, but we proceed with truth and facts. The second thing is that I am a writer, and I've written 10 books. Three of them are Christian books, in which I have written essays in the Christian worldview, essays on faith, culture, politics, and philosophy, and a book on the parables. And so these books, particularly essays in the Christian worldview, has had very wide sales all over the world. The entire University of California university system has bought this book, and many foreign universities in Holland and Germany have also bought the book, as well as many others throughout the world. The book Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy has been bought by Harvard and is a good seller. And my book in the Parables, I have placed all my interpretation in that book of all 41 of the parables on my website and social media for your edification, and that you can know about it and know the words of the eternal God as he speaks to us in these warnings about what can happen to us and how the world works. I am a host of two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog talk radio show. Both are geared to Christian belief, but I welcome all points of view, and many people from Muslim countries and also from China, atheist agnostic China, have visited my website and these podcasts and blog talk radio show from many countries in addition. I also have written over 500 essays, blogs, so to speak, also Christian in orientation. But many people, these blogs are uploaded from academia.edu and my website, and they are, visited by many people, again, from Muslim countries and China, atheist agnostic China, despite their Christian orientation, which indicates the intellect of those people in those places, possibly greater than in this country. It's a possibility. Things have fallen down in the United States, I think so. Intellectually, it's fearful that this should happen, I think it's traced to people not reading. When people cease to read, they cease to think, and they cease to be able to think. It is critical that the schools reinstate the traditional literature background of the great writers of the past, the European writers and American writers. It's critical they do that, otherwise our poor young people will be not only cheated of essential knowledge, but possibly hampered in their ability to think correctly and clearly, which is what we want. We want a society in which people can think. They will be not automatons governed by governed by slogans and political rhetoric, which is the prison situation. Next, I have to say that I have written two very extensive journal articles, one for the Syracuse Law Review and one for Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, in which many European and American libraries, university libraries, have bought these books, and also the State Department and the United States Supreme Court have, in one instance, bought these books individually. Although in Academicus, the Syracuse Law Review article was bought by both the United States Supreme Court and the State Department. But the Academicus article was only bought by the State Department. Of course, many of my articles have been, and books have been, bought by many, many universities all over the world. And I'm happy to say that apparently people have found some value in this work. Now, I want to talk about my favorite English poet, my treasure in my life, John Milton. He is I think he's the greatest English poet after Shakespeare. And his great work, Paradise Lost, which, as I said, when Milton defined, this very great thinker and poet, defined the critical event in human history as the fall of man into sin in the Garden of Eden. Of course, he was a Christian, a Puritan, and a dissenter from the Church of England, but he took this position. It was the correct position. And he wrote this very great epic poem, which Mortimer Adler has defined as one of the great works of all time in How to Read a Book. He did it while blind and impoverished between 1658 and 1664. The poem was dictated to aid in his employment and reflects his depression and despair at the failure of the revolution. He did side with the parliamentary side in the Glorious Revolution, which the King Charles was deposed from the country. He took that position and he risked his life. And the poem reflects his depression, despair at the failure of the revolution. He was a revolutionary, and he was also a person who believed in free press and freedom of thought. And he was ahead of his time a bit for that time. And yet the book reflects optimism in human nature. In 1667, he sold the publication rights of Paradise Law, and thereafter produced a sequel, Paradise Regained, and the biblically-based Greek tragedy, modeled from Greek tragedy, Samson Agonistes. So he was a backer of the parliamentary revolution in which the king was deposed, but the king returned, and in fact he was imprisoned. But let's talk a little about Milton's theology. He was quite a thinker in terms of theology, and he was a Puritan, as I said, and he was a Protestant. He was not a real adherent of the Church of England, and therefore he took a bit of a chance in that respect. His theology and philosophy were Protestant and Puritan, while his political views, which were very, very radical, were Republican and allied with Cromwell. Those of you who may not be familiar with this historical development, Milton was a rebel. He took a chance in a society that was not governed by Republican principles and Democratic principles. a monarchical society. And there was a revolution, and its political views were Republican and allied with Cromwell, who brought on this revolution. But more important, he believed in free speech and toleration. He was ahead of his time. He was a liberal. He was a Democrat through and through. He believed in free speech and toleration and supported divorce. Again, ahead of his time, but he abandoned his campaign for divorce after 1645. So he was quite a radical thinker, a person ahead of his environment, which was the kings really ruled, the monarchy was intact. King Charles returned from France, and Milton was then, I think, had to go in, was put in jail for a period of time. But again, he believed he was a radical thinking Protestant and Puritan. And his political views were Republican, not connected with the monarchy. And again, he believed in free speech and toleration and sought to support divorce. These were very radical positions to take at that time. Once Milton's Paradise Lost was published, his stature as an epic poet was immediately recognized, and his influence on English poetry has been long-lasting. I tell you this about my ladies and gentlemen. I've read Milton. I've read his short poems, Lycidas, Comus, On the Morning of Christ's Nativity. These are very great, short, beautiful, lyrical poems. And he's one of my all-time favorites. His short poems are of great structured beauty, and their themes are very moving. He was really quite an inspired individual, quite a bright man. And as a poet, he's one of my all-time favorites because he's so great. His short poems are of great structured beauty, and their themes are very moving, such as The Morning of Christ's Nativity and Lycidas on the death of a friend, Edward. And Comus, also A Mask, M-A-S-Q-U-E. And these poems will be embedded in my memory. They are very moving and very beautiful. They're an example of a poet in command of his in command of his work. The lyrics include Allegro, Il Penseroso, very good, and The Morning of Christ's Nativity, Lycidas and Comus. These short poems are all very great works of art. He was an artist to his core, and he was informed by his extensive classical education. I have to observe, ladies and gentlemen, that classical education, Greek and Latin classics, produced the greatest literature and poetry that the world has ever known. And in the absence of I have to say this, it's my opinion, in the absence of that kind of education, we no longer have the kind of literature and work that was produced, or philosophy. These short poems, as well as Paradise Lost, of great works of art, but as Paradise Lost, that will always be part of me forever, not only because it is a great epic poem, but because as a Christian, I agree with John Milton, and I know it to be true, and he knew the truth of it, that the ultimate historical event in history, however unprovable or uncaught, was mankind's fall into sin. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible in this respect and Milton's epic poem are extremely telling on this issue. He knew very well that the world was caught in sin. And the author of Genesis knew it and said it. If you look around you, ladies and gentlemen, what are you going to see? You're going to see murder. You're going to see violence. You're going to see selfishness. You're going to see self-love. You're going to see sin and evil. Not all of it. There's good in people. Otherwise, the world would not be able to function. God said when he created the world, it was good. But the fact of the matter is that there is a great deal of evil in the world, unfortunately. Not all of it. I think there's a core of goodness in most people. But maybe it doesn't rule society as it should. There's a final, let me take a final look at Paradise Regained. Was the idea of Christ. It's an epic poem, and the topic of it was Christ rescuing or redeeming humanity from their fall into sin. So I wrote this second epic poem, Paradise Regained, meaning that Jesus regained the paradise for us that had been lost. Finally, his third great work that was written, again, while he was blind. This man was an extremely, extremely strong individual to produce these great works of art while sightless and blind and in poverty. Samson Agonistes is a model on a Greek tragedy, but it comes from the book of Judges in the Bible. And this play, like Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained, all call me to the final truth found only in Christ and the biblical revelation. They point me, Paradise Regained, Paradise Lost, they point me to the final and ultimate revelation of Christ in the Bible. What do I say? However backward I may appear, these are the foundations of my life. These are the things that guide me and the things I believe in. And I recognize Milton's great thinking and perceptions. And his thinking, as exhibited in Paradise Lost, will always move me and the world to the level he and I know to be true. He was a great man and he was a great thinker. And he chose as the topic of this very great epic poem this ultimate piece of work that he wrote and produced, these three great works while he was blind and without help and impoverished. He was able to do it because of the great strength of his intellect. Not many people can do that, not a lot, but he was a very, very, very smart person, possibly a genius. And he was able to see that the fall of man into sin and his redemption in Paradise Regained is the ultimate historical events in the world and the creation. He knew it, he perceived it, and he wrote two very great poems on this issue that if we read them, we will learn much. We will learn much that is not available to us in our modern society, which is based on materialism, hedonism, your next car, and your next pair of sneakers. Not much to match with this man's thinking. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this. You can, of course, get this blog or this work about John Milton that I posted on my website and social media. Take a look at it if you want to. I spent some time writing it, and I hope you have found some value in this work. However limited my thinking may be, I'm not up to John Milton. I attempted here to reach his level of thinking and communicate it to the best of my ability. All right, thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen. I enjoyed speaking.